I'm laying in bed when you come into our bedroom. I'm on my side with my back to the door, my knees pulled up towards my chest, my chin pointed down, arm curled around a pillow. You start talking to me like everything's fine, because you haven't realized yet that nothing is fine. Then you hear me sniffle, and you stop what you're saying, and you ask me what's wrong. I just say, everything. And I start to cry a little harder. You climb into bed behind me. You pull me close against you. And you try to reassure me. It's okay, baby. I'm here. You can let it all out. It's okay. I let you wrap your arms around me. Your one hand grabs my wrist and pulls my arm closer to my chest. I can feel your protection. You just want to make everything better. And I just want someone to make it all better. You kiss the top of my head, smelling my hair. Something you've done a million times before. It makes me crumble a little bit. And I turn over to face you. And I bury my head in your chest. And I just cry. Your arms are wrapped around me, pulling me closer to you. You just keep kissing the top of my head. Shh, it's okay. I've got you. You're safe. Eventually, I run out of tears. I've wiped most of them away on your shirt. When I realize it, I wipe my eyes again and I start to laugh and apologize. It feels good to have let it all out. I look into your eyes. And I whisper, thank you. You kiss my forehead. And you don't pull back right away. Something so loving makes me feel cared for. I look at you. I kiss your lips tentatively. I pull back a little bit and we look at each other. And then I lean in. This time, our lips part ever so slightly. Just enough to deepen the kiss that leads to more. Our bodies are pressed together. There's a closeness between us that's more than touching. Your hand pulls away from my back and lands on my hip. I instinctively rock them towards you, my pelvis coming forward to meet yours. Your cock is like instantly hard. I could feel it bulge through your pants. My hands start to run up your chest, and I grab your t-shirt and I just make a fist around it. Pull you closer. You wrap both of your arms around my back, then you roll over and pull me on top of you. My chest is against yours, and we keep kissing. And I sit up. I'm straddling you, my hands on your stomach. Grab the t-shirt and I tug a little. God, I love teasing you. Maintaining eye contact. I grab my own shirt and I pull it up over my head. Slowly, intentionally. I want you to notice every movement of my body, every muscle that flexes. Every inch of skin that is exposed when I throw the shirt to the ground. I run my hands up my body and I cup my breasts. I tease the top of my bra with my thumbs, teasing myself just as much as I'm teasing you. I lean forward and kiss you, and you reach behind my back and unclip my bra. As I sit up, the straps pull off my shoulders. My bra stays on your chest. and my bare chest is exposed as I straddle you again. I love my breasts so much. You watch as I cup them in my hands, run my thumbs across my nipples, you want them. You want me. You want to care for me. I stopped crying a few minutes ago, but the tears are still below the surface. I'm in the space where I could pretend everything's fine and just go about my day. But you want to care for me. And you're going to make it safe for me to not be okay. I just need to trust you. I lean forward and kiss you again. You do that thing again where you hold me tight and roll us where you want us to be on the bed. I'm on my back and you're on top of me now. The weight of your body feels good on top of mine. You're slightly supported on your elbows, so all your weight isn't on me. Just enough. You cup my left breast in your hand. And you kiss your way from my lips down my neck to my shoulder. And you take your tongue and flick my nipple and take my breast into your mouth. You suck and tease and lick and caress my breasts. The whole time I'm thrusting my hips up towards you. Oh, wanting you to touch me so bad. With my breath still in your mouth, you slide your hand down across my stomach and tease the top of my panties. I hadn't been wearing any pants when you joined me in bed. It's kind of my MO. Shirt, no pants. But you were very respectful of the space that I was in until I gave you permission. Permission to go further. Oh, fuck. You slide your hand into my panties. Gently rub my clit. And slide a finger between my pussy lips. You can feel how wet I am. How wet you've made me. Your fingers get wet. You slide them across my clit again. Oh, I moan. You sit up a little, grab my panties and slide them off. Then you take your shirt off and you toss it on the floor next to mine. You make your way down my body. And you replace your hand with your mouth, flicking my clit with your tongue, sliding it up and down my lips. You slide your fingers inside of me as you're licking my clit. The combination is delicious. I've been coming so easily lately that within seconds of your fingers being inside of me and rubbing my G-spot, I come so hard. I need to feel you close to me. I reach down and feel your cock underneath your pants. Without saying a word, you take them off. Your boxers too. So we're both lying there naked. Oh, fuck. I want you inside of me. And I'm realizing that I'm not done crying. I need to keep crying. And I need you to hold me. And keep me together. You climb on top of my body. And while you make eye contact, you slowly slide your cock inside of me. The tears start to flow. You put my hands above my head and lace my fingers in yours. It's so caring, so loving, so connective. And it makes me start to crumble. You fuck me harder and I start to cry. Start to cry harder. I whisper, "Don't stop. Please don't stop." And you don't, you thrust harder. You're looking at me. Your eyes are telling me that I'm safe. That it's okay to cry. It's so hard. It's so hard to let go and release. But eventually I give in to the emotion. My hips are moving up to meet your body. I want the release. I want it so bad. But I also know that as soon as we orgasm together, I am simply going to fall apart. You know this. You know it's your job to put me back together. To hold me in place so I don't shatter into a million pieces on the ground. After you come and I come, you stay inside of me. And lay down on top of me as I sob. Then you very slowly remove your cock. Roll onto your side and roll me towards you. My head's on your chest. And I'm just sobbing. This big, sad cry that I need to have, that I couldn't have without you. You've released me and held me together. Eventually, the crying stops and you hold me without saying a word. Your hand just patting my hair, my head. And that kind of feels like feels like everything's gonna be okay if you're with me. You kiss my forehead and I snuggle in deeper. Then I roll over so my back is against your chest. Your arm still wrapped around me. And I drift off to sleep. As you're saying, I got you, baby. I'm here. I'm going to be here. I'm here for you. And I trust you. With my tear-stained cheeks, I drift off to sleep, hoping that tomorrow will be a better day.